It costs $35,000 a year to keep the job center open 4 days a week at the Marshfield City Hall. Now, the government of Wood County has told city leaders that it can no longer afford to pay its $24,000 share. Marshfield City Administrator Steve Barg says the unemployed may soon have to drive 35 miles to the main Wood County Job Center in Wisconsin Rapids.
If you're struggling to find employment, you're probably not, you know, readily having accessible transportation or being able to afford a 70-mile round trip to and from Wisconsin Rapids to meet with someone, to get on their computer system or whatever.
Barg says a coalition of local community and business leaders is trying to find ways to keep the Marshfield Center open.
Mid-State Technical College, UW-Wood County, the Marshall Area Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or MACI as we call them. You know, folks like that have come to the table saying, what can we do? Where can we find another place to locate? How can we help?
Democratic State Representative Amy Sue Vruwink says this isn't just a problem for Marshfield and Wood County. She says the county can't afford to keep two job centers open because of cutbacks in state aid.
This is local units of government, and with the cutbacks across the state, these are some of the things that they have to look at cutting. Wisconsin Rapids still has their job center open, and people look at it and say, well, there needs to be efficiency in government, but we also have two major cities in Wood County.
This isn't the first time the Marshfield Job Center has faced closure. 5 years ago, a joint effort kept the center open after a state push for efficiency threatened to shut it down. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.